Ethics watchdogs are asking whether President-elect Donald Trump can really distance himself from his businesses if his two sons are running them, as he announced this week they will. It was also announced that Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner will become senior advisor to Donald Trump. Kushner will also resign from his family real estate firm, Kushner Companies, but there are still concerns about conflicts of interest. Well, that firm has also raised eyebrows over a practice many companies use, a government program that gives foreigners visas and possibly a path to citizenship in exchange for investing money in the U.S. Let's take a look at what some are calling millionaire visas with Jesse Drucker of The New York Times. Jesse, how do they work?
So investors have to put up $500,000 into a qualifying project. And the theory is that the investment is supposed to target distressed neighborhoods and create jobs and economic development. And in exchange for the investment, the investors get a two-year visa and hopefully a fast track to citizenship sometime after that, yeah, after the kind of project has qualified under various tests.
Well, so how many of these visas, you know, for investments are there?
So last year, there were a little under 10,000 of these visas that were issued by the State Department. And the vast majority, I believe it's about 85% of those, go to applicants from China. Yeah. For example, in the Kushner project in Jersey City, about a quarter of that project's financing came through this program, about $50 million. And either substantially all of it or all of it came from investors in China. And the reason that real estate investors like the program so much is that the investors aren't particularly interested in getting a return on the money they put in, because the primary purpose is not a return. The primary purpose is to get a green card. So it's essentially morphed into a form of cheap financing for real estate developers.
But cheap financing for real estate developers and a clear path for, as you say, largely Chinese families to get a path to citizenship in the U.S. Look, Donald Trump has been hugely critical of China, saying the Chinese are taking away our jobs with production that's sent overseas. He's talked about imposing huge tariffs on China. Has he talked about this visa program?
No, as far as I know, he has not discussed the visa program. I mean, one of the things that's interesting about this is there's a couple of potential issues going on in a few different directions. One is that the Government Accountability Office has done a number of reports raising questions about what they call the insufficient background screening on where some of this money is coming from. In one case, they found that a prospective applicant was getting money from a series of brothels in China. So there are concerns both about the sources of the money and whether this is essentially a program that could be used to enable illicit financing to come into the country. And then the other issue is a lot of the applicants are getting ripped off. You know, there has been litigation involving applicants who put in money and then it disappeared. So overall, it is a program that is, if you believe the GAO, is in serious need of additional oversight.
Well, there's a third concern, which is that the applicants aren't highly vetted. There was a memo last winter from the Department of Homeland Security saying EB-5's visa holders don't go through the same, you know, jump the same hurdles as other immigrants applying.
Right. There is that. And then, of course, one of the issues that's of, I think, of tremendous interest right now, particularly with Jared Kushner, is both the problems with the vetting and also the identities of the investors remains anonymous. So, for instance, Jared Kushner has raised $50 million through the program for his building in Jersey City. We don't know who his investors are through the program.
And he's about, as we said, he's about to become a member of the Trump administration, and there might be possible conflicts of interest there. But so it just sounds like in the negative column, there's an awful lot. There's this thought that this money might be laundered. There's the thought that people might end run security measures to get into the country. There's the concern that the applicants might lose money, that it might be a shady deal on this end of the equation in the U.S., and that it's not transparent. We don't know who they are. Why, given there's such a hue and cry now about security and whether or not refugees can come in, why is this program still in place?
I'm not sure that I have a great answer for that, except that it obviously has a significant constituency behind it, which are the developers that rely on the financing to do some of these projects. I mean, something else that I would say that, you know, I'm not sure if we've gotten a tremendous detail about, but, you know, the whole purpose of the program was to help spur investment in distressed parts of the country, in poor neighborhoods and in poor cities. And it has clearly morphed into something that is not that at all, right? I mean, it has helped to construct, the Beverly Hills Waldorf Astoria, you know, a luxury apartment project on the west side of Manhattan called the Hudson Yards, a casino in Las Vegas, These are not projects that I think that the writers of the legislation that created this program envisioned.
That's Jesse Drucker of The New York Times. We'll link you to his reporting at hereandnow.org on the so-called millionaire visa. Jesse, thank you.
Thanks for having me.